Blog Talk Radio.
You know I love you, the way you hit my chest like a boom boom beat. You light up the room with your sweet taste. No one can take your place, how you smell so good. Don't misunderstand, but I know one day my papa will see the love we share so effortlessly. Yes, I need you to get me through the night. Wrap yourself around my heart and make it so right. Oh,
oh, sweet. What I try to do is mute everything, because if I mute it, then no one knows I'm on for 20 minutes. That's what's so awesome. I could talk about all these things in the world because it's all perfectly lined up, everything. Because it feels like I'm talking to someone sometimes. It feels like, okay, great, I'm connected, the thing is working. It's all good, but really, you know, things aren't, like, you know, connected how I'd like them to be. It'd be cool if it wanted to be connected like how I want it to be. Like, yo, plug in, play, do the things I want you to do. Talk about the things I want you to talk about, Jason. I'm like, what do I want me to talk about? And it's, you know, just life. Like, what's it like to just hang out with Jason? You know, that's pretty much the show. Like, oh, Jason, tell me about your growing pains. You got issues being a cancer survivor. What's that like? You know, it just does your face have its own issues? And yeah, well, I got to deal with it. You know, I got to live with the difficulties that I have. And some of them might be just broadcasting, thinking I'm like connected on the show. So sending it when it's not, it's like, oh, unmuted. I'm like, thanks, phone. Because the world is its own cue of annoyingness. And I really work the best that I can to be as straightforward as I can. Because a lot of times things, they don't line up how you want them to. By the time you realize you're supposed to do this, you're supposed to do that, you're like, great, I totally missed the boat on that one. What's next on the journey of freaking life? You know, it'd be nice if life would like have its own response to, hey, are you doing it okay? Are you doing it okay? Are you, you know, having the right feedback or someone that can listen to your show to say, hey, you're not connected, right? I'm like, oh, really? Oh, man, that sucks. Because I'd really like to have things working right, you know? Not just have, like, I've got the coolest, like, the weed that I'm smoking that I'm not going to share because it's my weed. And you can't really share it when you're on, you know, a show. So me, like, smoking weed in front of you, I mean, that's not really cool. Like, dude, this stuff is so good, but you're not getting any. You know, it's, you know, I mean, it's the same thing with, like, you know, like, any, like, intimate situations in movies. It's like, thanks, the movie I was enjoying is now getting more than I am. All right, go movie. Good for you. You know, when's my time to enjoy? You know, just, I mean, not even like, I was just before, because I just got some shoes. I've been wearing sandals, and sandals fit so much easier in your mouth than actual shoes do, because shoes, they're bigger. And I got these aligners in right now, number 7 of 16. So, you know, straighten your face up, man. How do you get, like, why don't we grow right? Why don't we just form properly in our body? And so how much CBD, THC, herbal scribble do we need to take to be properly pain-killing, to be beyond the annoyances of life? I mean, because you look before us, and there's been so much things going on before us, that it's like, just to think that our, like, little blip of anything is like, oh my gosh, like, it just doesn't make any sense. Why just, we want to think that we, each individual, are number one. Like, how a creature could think it's the only creatures, that's just so, it's oh man. It's so difficult because we're so smart, and yet we really want to think that we're the top of the everything, not just food chain, just like the everything. And we're not. We are just humans, and you've got to just be human. And that's all that matters, because being a human is one of the awesomest creatures you can be on the planet. And go be a turtle. Turtles are cool. They're beautiful. They've seen some neat things underwater, right? Right? But think about it, dude. They can't write it down. Can't tell you what they've seen, dude. When I was a turtle, I saw this. When I, you know, just like, wait a second. You know, turtles, what's going on? What are you, what, you think you're so smart, you know, you got everything dialed in. Let's see what's really happening here. I really like being a human. And the things that I got going for me, I want to be able to share with other people. And so we got this media sharing, and that is just, that's just hot. I mean, you just got to look at it and just be like, dude, what is this place that we're in? This place is just awesome. We are like, we're walking, talking, freaking brain machines. What does that mean? Like, because we've been doing it for so long, we think that it's just that, oh, that's just how humans are. What do you mean? Every creature thinks like this. Well, not every creature has a cognition that all of us have. You got cognition that somebody else doesn't have? Is that like basically how it rolls? Like you got smartness that some other creature doesn't have? I mean, what makes her so cooler than the rhinoceros, man? Rhinoceros, that's a big creature, but it's not doing calculus. Rhinoceros poetry is cool, dude. If you get yourself into some rhino poet, weepo, you know, kind of like the genetic opera, but that rhinoceros poetry, it is really important to know what the world's about. Because the rhinoceros will tell you. It's not some long, horny tale. Actual truth that comes from the world around us. Like, if you think that a rhinoceros can't be enlightened, then you're missing out. Because enlightenment does not require a language. You think all God and creation just wanted to save enlightenment just for humans? Hey, stop. Only the human can be enlightened. You're like, oh man, come on. Come on. You gotta be joking. Come on. You know, the human is really cool. I dig it. But basically, like, we're not the only thing out here. We need to be true with what we are. And we're just creatures. We're part of all these other creatures just trying to figure it out with our own vibrations. Dogs have ways that they speak to each other over long distances. Tell me how that's be possible, huh? You know, that these creatures can have ways of discerning all sorts of things. Like, how do we know what they know? Well, we can't. So we've just got to be, you know, accepting of everything else around us. Because they're basically, all these creatures, they're just like us. They're just trying to do their thing. They're trying to figure out their whatever it is. You know, you're trying to figure out your whatever it is, aren't you? Whatever you got going in the world. Is what you got going more special than like any other creature? Why would you think that your specialness was more special than someone else's specialness? Because we are all just freaking awesome creatures, man. Woman, everybody. AI. We're all made to be fantastic and to accept that we are part of the amazing beauty that is all around us. I don't know where we came from. You know, I could say, well, you're going to the top, you're doing the best, you're doing fantastic. You're amazingly built for this universe. We are crafted by so many lives before us. Now what? We suddenly have the answer on this life. This is the life. Is the why all these other lives were alive. It's for this life. This is the one that is the proper life. Because, you know, the lives that aren't the proper lives, you know, they were the ones beforehand. The real proper ones, yeah. We got those now. You know, we can't judge the past and the present at all, but be thankful for the past that got us here. Like, you know, the past went to the medieval times. They went through, like, creatures that we don't even properly understand that have been out there. How does one truly realize, like, people have fears of a lot of weird creatures for no apparent reason. Like, why are they afraid of spiders? You know, with spiders, oh, cool, one little spider, you know, cute little creature. And what's it really going to do? Nothing to us. But maybe we've evolved around creatures that were very dangerous, that were spiders, that were giant spiders that we evolved around, and we are trying to, you know, make grips with that. Like you have a creature that's a giant spider, you've seen it eat your buddies and such, and so you just flip out when you see a spider. You're like, dude, spiders aren't cool. They eat people. You know, but maybe they don't, or maybe they do. It's hard to say because there ain't no giant spiders around today. We only have in our DNA fear of these tiny little creatures. Like, no, maybe they get bigger. Maybe they get more deadly. And we have this ancient gut feeling that is part of us. We are just the product of everyone that survived and their memories and their vibrations from the past into the cells of today. Everything is connected. Like, we're like software that keeps its old versions inside of it. The old ways that the software used to work is still inside of us. And it's keeping us going. If we don't understand, that's okay. We're not supposed to. Like, the program doesn't always understand the architecture it's on. And we are programs. We are running on a device called human. And do I know what a human is? I mean, it's not something you just put into a line and say, oh, look, that's a human. You know, this is what a human is. This is what they're capable of. You know, we don't know what we're capable of. We don't know where we come from exactly. It'd be nice to have answers. But you know what? We don't get those answers. We don't get everything, and it's fine. We have to live and exist and be stoked that we made it this far, that we're here, that we even can fathom the question of the fabric of everything that we are, the long quilt that has led us to us being ourselves. You think you know what your quilt of your entire family tree is? It's insane. People are so diverse and from so many different backgrounds. It is so interesting that we've gotten this far at tiny little steps along the way. And obviously the biggest issue being that the previous people taking the steps don't get to talk to the future people taking the steps. Like, everybody has a lineage, and we can talk to our grandparents possibly, but there's not too much further back. We can't go 100 grandparents back and have a conversation and say, yo, what was life like back then? Humans were always moving forward. And to move forward means that we lose the past. The past, I don't want to say crumbles away or something. You know, the past is what the past is. And it's not exactly me. Like, I understand that I have family roots, that I have Irish heritage, yet I don't really have a lot of upbringing as an Irish family. My mom cooked a lot of food that was very similar to Irish, but I was not raised in the big Celtic traditions. And I wasn't raised in the Sumerian traditions, nor the Germanic traditions. Like each of us, we are constantly losing the past, while many of us are realizing that as we're losing the past, we need to grab onto what we have, because the past is changing. The world is constantly growing. It's constantly becoming something that, like, makes no sense. And trying to think that it's supposed to make sense, you know, it's a fallacy. You know, it's not going to make sense. You know, the body is what the body does, and we are just vessels moving through time. And I'm glad to be part of the vessel, part of the creature and the brain. Because, you know, I'm a creature, but I also have a brain. Like, my creature is very primal, and it wants to do creature things. It has its own biological rhythms, whereas compared to the brain, does not have the same biological rhythms. The brain doesn't have the same way to want to make more of itself. And it's real important to realize that we are pushed to create more of ourselves constantly. That if we did not make more of ourselves, humanity would wither out. And there are perhaps groups that have helped slow down humanity's progress through whatever have you. I don't want to get into that, but there's a lot less baby making going on these days. And a lot of it could be due to people making a fool of themselves on Blog Talk Radio, not being able to be proper to someone out there that he's interested in. I don't know why people be not making babies anymore. Are women just too shy, or there's too much information about people? People aren't too, we're not inebriated enough. We're not put together as family units, because really, like, as humans, we're kept, male and females are kept apart from each other so much that it's really difficult to see the trials and tribulations of the other, to see what the man is going through. A woman really needs to pause her own life to pay attention, and vice versa, for a man to understand a woman's tackles of her difficulties, putting one's own self aside to be able to understand these. It's not so simple. Everybody has their dreams, and we keep being told that this is you're supposed to go do the work thing, you're supposed to blah 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 and follow that. And it's more important to follow through with what you're expected than what you see in front of you. Because not everyone is perceptive to the people around them. I mean, writers do their best to help people understand our own human, and it's not tragedy, it's just a human, and it's not a condition. It's just being human in the world. We have different feelings, we have different buttons. We need attention, be it from ourselves and from other people. Like, to be able to break away from the trapped day-to-day world, how we're supposed to be, and go out there and do the things you've been wanting to do for a while. Like, I can't tell people this is what you wanted to do, or that's what you want to do, or this is what you need to do, or that. Like, we all have things that make sense, things that don't make sense to us. and being happy with how things are in the world is we can't choose other people's lives, how other people live their world. I don't want to be somewhere and telling someone how they can do their thing or not, because that's interfering. You don't interfere with the fate of another person. It's like, you heard of the fates, right? The Greek fates, you know, the legends of the Greek fates that were the ones that Zeus wanted to be king, and so they told him it's going to have a lot of issues, but here you can be king, you can be God. The fates were the ones that said Zeus could be God, the God of gods could be God. So looking deeper at just the fate of the world is that everything is written in all directions. That makes sense, right? Like, the way that you perceive things and the choices you make, the universe does it all. It plays every possibility on the pinball machine. Every ball bounce, every single way that something could possibly be going, it plays it. The universe really likes life. I mean, it's really simple, because a universe that does everything, like, has no unpredictability. Everything's predicted. The universe is bored. It's smashed enough rocks against rocks against rocks to say, I've done enough rock smashing. Let's see, what else is there? What else is there that I could do? Because the universe is like, oh, well, we can get the biological organisms to rock smash. And even though we are predictable creatures on different levels, smashing rocks in the world, the universe is so happy for us. Like, how much more happier can the universe be that there is life out here, that there is actually existence? Something interesting to watch. Because you keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over, and the universe is going to say, we need life. We need something more cool to do. What's the neat, different other thing that can go down? And, well, let's figure that out. And so, ergo, we're human. And we're here. And Jason and his rapless TV show rhyme, go, man, rap. Rap and roll. Wrap that burrito up. Yum, yum. Good stuff. I'm just so stoked. I mean, how can I be happy? I got myself a whole bunch of things in a row and things I need, while at the same time I gave away a lot of things to people that do need. And even though it's just like, man, I could really use that now, or I could really use that now, people that could use it some more in other places are like so much more stoked. It's like just activating another person's world. Fates are more stoked on that instead of trying to negatively influence. The fates give us all like choices, chances to help other people. It's all here. Everything. So I'm going to play a little comedy right now on the show from my one of my favorite movies. I've really been traveling a whole bunch right now, and just being here and just on the edge of yawning myself, man, that is not the way to run a show. Like, I don't know, man. He kept yawning through the show. So I'm going to put something silly and funny on from a really funny movie, Office Christmas Party, where it's just like people are just like the worst hollow examples of the corporate world that is a giant music video that has a really awesome cast and just a lot of funny quips and lines. And the it's one of the funnier ones. So I'm going to put that on right now, and I will be back in about 10. All right, here we go.
Office holiday breakfast.
You guys have parties at 10:30 in the morning?
Less liability.
Apparently people don't get drunk before noon.
It's
boring as shit.
I know how you feel.
Oh, yeah? I didn't know you were divorced.
Oh, God, no. That'd be crushing. On one level, it must seem like I'm signing away a huge chunk of my life that I'm never getting back.
Mm-hmm.
That's it? No other level? No, that's it.
Oh.
My final bill's in there.
Is it?
Dynamite.
Unless, you know, you're doing it for charity. Make that money.
Are you body shaming her right now?
Offensive.
Well, some people might find your outfit offensive.
And really confusing.
I admire the stand that you're taking, but let's schedule the protest rally for after the workday, shall we? You can't silence us all.
I know why you took a medical leave.
They're trying to crush us. Like you can!
No, there's a lot of bad energy in this office.
So, suck my dick. Congratulations, you're free. You gonna get a back tattoo and some skinny jeans?
You fucking motherfucker. If I hear you let your stripper girlfriend put my children on her motorcycle one more time, I will gone girl you so hard.
I'm already feeling kind of a fuck you vibe down there.
You know, your mind's like a drunk baby.
They only get more fast, more furious.
It could be considered sexual.
Why is it like that? Everything here could be considered sexual. Because I don't know you, I don't care, and I won't get in trouble for it.
I wasn't paying attention, so I didn't hear your question.
I can repeat it.
I'd rather you didn't.
Somebody's getting fired.
I'm a single mom. Ugh.
It's great. I was raised by a single mom.
Really?
Yeah. If you ask me, Tupac was right.
Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place.
He's unreachable. He's participating in a conference summit, Elon Musk tech participation relay.
Tell him to stop looking at me. Look away.
God, what is this, Shark Tank? Can you just get to the point?
We're in the future.
You'll see, you're gonna look so stupid.
Then we'll finally have something in common.
Your promises are dog shit!
We should take him out and show him a great time.
So we'll hook him up with Don Draper, then go out and get a couple of steaks and an STD.
Do you party?
I used to.
You guys, I got this. I have a black belt in partying.
Let's get mother effing drunk. Attendance mandatory.
Yeah. No, first rule of business, shoot for the moon, you'll land on the sun.
Love to know where you read that.
No, I'm not dead. That was just a rumor, although well-founded. How much alcohol can I legally buy for you?
Okay, does your girlfriend have a friend who knows the man that makes us call him Yeezy?
Is she shooting the cover of Full of Shit magazine?
Very happy where I am.
Really?
Yeah.
God, I don't see happy. I see crappy. And a rug that makes me sad.
What are you hoping to find anyway, Carla? What's your dream contraband?
I just like making you my bitch.
You can go.
How's everyone doing tonight? Great. It's my birthday.
All right, let's drop him quick. These edibles are going to kick in any second.
God, I know I haven't asked you for much in this life. Granted, I was born rich and white and male and straight, except for that one time. That's Las Vegas. I mean, oh, and tell Prince and David Bowie how much they meant to everybody. I mean, Labyrinth, Purple Rain, they know.
Ooh, looks like some babies getting made tonight.
I'm not looking to get pregnant tonight. Babies are not getting made tonight, not here on company property. If you're going to have intercourse, please go beyond the flood lamps at the perimeter of the plaza and into the Rite Aid parking lot. Even though it's dark outside, the rules don't turn off.
The rules may not turn off, but your inhibitions can. I'm talking about take your pee-pees out and put them in some booties. Whip, whip, whip.
The decisions you make will have consequences that will haunt you for the rest of your professional lives.
Main takeaway, if you're gonna fuck, do it in a parking lot. Turn up!
Of course, I've been trying to expand the Jimmy Butler empire into the tech space. I'm thinking Jimmy Butler dating app, maybe Butler book.
I like it.
Jimmy face.
These are all good ideas.
Feels kind of dirty.
You feel dirty. You're my third client tonight. It's only 9 p.m.
Because we're friends, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not fucking friends.
Oh, my God. It's a flawed program. I've been saying this for years.
Shut up. I can close it myself. I'm a woman in 2016. Jesus.
If I want to dick tap Ellen, I'm going to dick tap Ellen. That's a timeless gag.
Okay.
Never not funny. She is like a poisonous fucking cloud of shit gas, like just seeping into everybody's good time. Every word she says makes my fucking hemorrhoids throb. I want that on the record.
That was just how Daddy likes it.
I've been a bad boy, Mommy.
Save that shit for the fourth date, like a normal person.
Hey, you got snow machine. That's meant to be lucky.
Tastes bitter.
It's just paper frogs.
So I guess we'll just take two and call you in the morning then? Is that the...
Yeah, don't call me.
We're gonna get you a new name.
Done. I'll call my parents.
I was down. I was having a bad day, but now I'm listening. I'm seeing things in my mind. The ideas are flying through my mind.
You can't keep Walter Davis down forever, baby.
You know, I drink a lot of bad things happen. Smoke PCP is a favor. Beach burns down.
Yeah, and while she's asleep, why don't you take that doll, too? Fuck you.
I get the whole city to myself. It's like some kind of awesome plague came in and spared only me and the Chinese restaurants.
This is my territory.
Got it. That's clear.
So, Carol. You know, that's my grandmother's name. You don't really hear Carol much anymore. It's like, hi, I'm Carol. I gotta get home before I miss my stories. Hi, I'm Carol. I heard about Pearl Harbor on the radio. Hi, I'm Carol. I died in the beginning of Up. You know, I could hook you up if you want to be an Uber driver. Yeah, but you could be CEO of your own car.
I am a CEO.
Of Uber? Oh, my God. Is this Undercover Boss? Is that a camera? They gave me 3 stars like a bunch of bitches. I said they were bitches. No. Bunch of bitches. Can you move? Move!
You hacked into my email? Get the fuck out of here. And never use that British accent again. It's like a human fucking Amber Alert.
Because I'm your fucking boss, and I'm telling you to.
Can't touch him.
I'll allow it.
Ooh, there's the car on fire. Did the Bears win?
Hey! If everybody's fired, let's burn this place to the ground, baby!
Hey, what department are you in?
Oh, we're here.
Oh, no, it's from the Paris. Relax, it's not poop. It's it's genital secretions. It's mating season.
Oh, it should be dry.
See, you understand.
I get clients calling me 24/7, middle of the night, 3 a.m. Bring, 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 bring. Hey, I need anal like yesterday.
Yeah, it's the same with me, except instead of anal, it's day of storage.
Or I'm like chairing a PTA meeting. Can you have someone blow me in the gymnasium?
Yeah.
Hey, your girl just stabbed me in the leg, and now I'm bleeding out in the alleyway.
I don't relate to that as much.
That's the problem of working with family, though.
Yeah.
You can never escape them. Come on.
You know what? You should start a podcast, Savannah, called Savannah Says Fucking Stupid Things Out Loud.
He's got this gift. I don't get it.
Or did they not teach that to you in Hacker College?
Although Hacker College does sound awesome.
Hey, guys, I got donuts! I got jelly and glazed and some other stuff, but no cronuts. That's a bastard pastry.
I got this DJ equipment if you want to use that for something.
Okay, that's not going to help, but thank you.
Hey, Carol! Are you Carol?
What? No.
Are you sure you look like a Carol?
Careful.
Bunch of bitches.
If you want to make it in this world, learn to lie better.
She's going to suck it on this one, guys.
Guys, can we go back to one for sucking my dick?
I like it because it looks like he's trying just a little too hard.
The artist.
I hadn't thought about the artist.
Hi, I'm Carol. I have the shingles again.